Hello， 大家好，欢迎来到可可茶话会。今天呢，我们要学习的句子和 spoon 汤匙以及 feed 喂养有关。首先，我们来看第一个句子 ：She was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. Again, she was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. 单词 silver 是银质的、银色的 ，silver spoon 就是银勺，引申为财富。If you are born with a silver spoon in your mouth, you are born into a rich family. 如果说你是含着银勺出生的，意思也就是说你生于富贵家庭，那么短语 born with a silver spoon in one's mouth 就是指生来富贵。Just because you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth, you think you are Bill Gates? 只因你出生富贵，就以为自己是比尔盖茨很了不起吗？ Just because you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth, you think you're Bill Gates? You won't be spoon-fed all your life, and it's about time you began to think for yourself. 后半句更好理解，该是你开始自己思考的时候了。It's about time you began to think for yourself. 前面有一个短语 spoon-fed.字面上来理解呢，就是人家把食物喂给你吃。If you are spoon-fed, you are given so much information that you don't have to try to find out the answers yourself. 如果说你 spoon-fed, 意思呢是别人给你许多信息，而你不必自己去找答案。其实就是受填鸭式教育的 spoon-feed 就是动词，指填鸭式教育。什么意思呢？鸭子在饲养的过程中，养鸭人用含糖量较高的柱状饲料塞进鸭子嘴里，使其快速增肥。那填鸭式教育实际上就是灌输式教育。Teachers should never spoon feed their students, do you think so? 老师不应该采取填鸭式教学方法，你认为呢？不过呢，我之前说的例句中的 spoon fed 指被宠坏的。想想看，衣来伸手，饭来张口，是不是很娇惯呢？这就是 spoon fed。You won't be spoon fed all your life, and it's about time you began to think for yourself. 你不能够一辈子依赖别人，该是你开始自己思考的时候了。I'm fed up to the back teeth with my job. Back teeth 指的是臼齿磨牙 ，back teeth。Fed up with 是一个固定短语，指的是受够了。Fed up with. When you are extremely irritated and fed up with something or someone, you're fed up to the back teeth. 如果你很恼怒，受够了什么东西，那就是 fed up to the back teeth. I'm fed up to the back teeth with my job. 我烦透了现在的工作。I'm fed up to the back teeth with my job.I'm fed up to the back teeth with listening to you complaining. 我听够了你的抱怨。I'm fed up to the back teeth with listening to you complaining. 这里是可可茶话会，我是 Kenneth。每一期节目用三个例句来教您实用的口语表达。今天的节目就到这里，感谢收听，再见。